The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 18, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 7th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Translation. One who sees inaction in action, and action in inaction, is intelligent among men, and he is in the transcendental position, although engaged in all sorts of activities.
Karmani akarma ja pashyet, akarmani cha karma ja, sa buddhiman manusyeshu, sa yukta krishna karma ki. The subject matter, it's very easy and difficult all. The example is given just like a boy flying kite and with that, what is called, reel. He's doing like that. But in one way, the kite is coming down, and in the other way, the kite is going up. And one who is seeing from outside, he sees only the boy is moving the reel. That's all. Similarly, unless one is very intelligent, he cannot understand what is karma and akarma. That is the whole subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna was thinking that I am going to commit some sinful activities by killing my kinsmen, the other side, my brothers, my nephews, my master, my grandfather, my so many relatives. So he was seeing sinful activity in that fight. So long there is deliberation of sinful and pious activities, that is called karma. Karma has got two results. Either suffering or enjoying. Of course, in this material world, there is no enjoyment. But with the hope of enjoyment, we agree to suffer. And that is called enjoyment. It is like a businessman is working very hard, whole day and night, and he gets some profit, say 1 lakh or 2 lakhs, he thinks that he is very happy, he is enjoying. But actually he is working very hard. But because he has no knowledge, he is thinking that I am profiting, I am making profit, this is my happiness. But in the shastras, those who are working so hard simply for some sense gratification, especially in Western countries we have seen, this is very factual. Even very old man, he is working very hard, very big business magnate, very big politician, working very hard, and at night he goes to the nightclub, pays $50 for entrance fee, and then he spends for wine and women lots of money. So this is his happiness. Even old man, 80 years old, he is also going to the club. Because in the material world, the happiness means wine and woman. That's all. Janamai thunadi grihamedi sukham mitucham kanyane nakarayu ribadukha dukham. Prahlad Maharaj said, then the grihamedi attached to this material life, grihamedi. Griha means compact in a room. So, I am the living entity, spirit soul. I am compact within this body, encased. Or, I am encased within this universe. This is also compact. So, one who is attached to this compact position, packed up in the body or within this universe, they are called grihamedhi. Apasyatam atmatattam griheshu grihamedhinam. They cannot see what is atmatattva, self-realization. Apasyatam atmatattam griheshu grihamedhinam. So, we are working very hard to become very happy, but that is not possible. That is not possible. We are making deliberation. This is pious activities. This is impious. That is also good. Doing things blindly, that is another thing. But if one has this deliberation, this is sinful activity and this is pious activity, he is better than that. But there is another position which is beyond the sinful activity and pious activity, that is called akarma. Akarma. Akarma means there is no result, either sinful or pious. That is called akarma. And karma means there is result, either pious result or impious result. That is called karma. So, we have already discussed in the second chapter that Krishna says that how karma should be done in summarizing. Jagyarthe karma annatra lokayam karma bandhana. If you work for yajna, yajna means to satisfy the Lord, that is yajna. Yajna, the human society is required to perform yajna. That is described in the second chapter. Yajnarthe karma annatra lokayam karma bandhana. Jagyasishta sino santa mucchante sarvakinsoi bhunyante te aghama papam je pachanti atmakaranat. Therefore, our life should be trained up, educated in such a way that all the activities should be conducted for yajna. Yajna means to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. Jagnyarthe, for His satisfaction. This is Vedic civilization. That Vedic civilization, the whole Vedic civilization, aim is to satisfy the Supreme. That is Vedic civilization. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, the division is there. But the whole aim is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. But at the present moment, we are so educated, we do not know what is the meaning of Supreme Personality. This is our position. We do not know even the meaning. We do not know what is Vishnu and how to satisfy Him. What is the meaning of yajna? All forgotten. That is not Vedic civilization. Vedic civilization begins by performing yajna for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. That is prescribed in the Varnasrama. We are recognized outside the world as Hindus. The Hindu word is a foreign word. Actually, India's position, or Bharatiya Christi, Bharatiya civilization, is Varnasrama Dharma. This question was put by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was talking with Sri Ravananda Raya. This Ravananda Raya was governor of Madras under the regime of Maharaj Pratapudra of Orissa. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi. Ravananda Raya belonged to the second class. He was not a Brahmin. In Orissa, the Koran, they are accepted as Shudras. So he belonged to that community, Koran community. But he was so learned in spiritual education that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to talk with him about spiritual advancement of life. So, the first question was that what is the method of progress in human life? Sadhya sadhana. So Ramananda Raya gave him the information. Varnasrama charvata purusena parapuman Vishnu aradhate pungsa nannatta tosa karanam. Because human life is meant for understanding a position of Vishnu and his position. What is the relationship with Vishnu and how to achieve the highest success of life? Sambandha abhidheya prayoga. These things are there, the whole subject matter of Vedas are these three things. What is our relationship with God? First of all, we must know what is God. Then we must know what is our relationship with God. And if we act according to that relationship, then our aim of life is fulfilled. Sambandha abhidheya prayojan. Sambandha means relationship. And abhidheya means the activities. And prayojan means the ultimate goal of life. So, the ultimate goal of life is to understand Vishnu. Nate vidu. Not nowadays, even informally, there were persons, they did not know what is the goal of life, because it is the material world. In the material world, the sense gratification program is very prominent. But we do not know that by the program, karma, of sense gratification, we become entangled. Therefore, that sense gratification process is regulated. In the Vedas, that is regulated. Just like our sense gratification program is loke babaya amisham madhya seva. These are the very prominent program for sense gratification. What is that? Babaya. Babaya means sex life. Amisha. Amisha means eating fish and meat. Amisha. And madhya seva, intoxication. This is the general tendency of anyone who is in the material world. And in the Western world it is very prominent. In our country it was not prominent, but now the program is make it prominent. Eat more meat, drink wine, and work very hard. This is the program going on. The leaders are recommending. Actually, there is tendency already. Tamisha madhya seva. Bhavayami Samadha Seva, and if we encourage them more, then they become entangled more and more. The Manusangita says, Pravittiresham Bhutanam Nibvittestu Mahaphalam. That is general tendency, but it has to be minimized, because in the spiritual position, there is no such thing. Even ordinary students who are trying to make progress in spiritual life, they are not interested Amisha Madhya Seva. They are not interested. This is practical. Even these European American boys, they were accustomed to Bhavaya Amisha Madhya Seva, keeping boyfriend, girlfriend, and drinking, and intoxication, and gambling, and meat eating, everything. They are accustomed from the childhood, but they have given up. Pravittiresham bhutana nidvittestu mahaphalam. There is general tendency. The Vedic civilization tries to control. You have got tendency for sex life, make it regulated by marriage ceremony. This is Vedic civilization. Not that like cats and dogs you meet together and have sex life. No. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Dharma viruddha kama, which is not against religious principle. That kind of sex life, Krishna says, I am that sex life. So, nothing is denied. Nothing is denied. But everything should be regulated. That is human form, all right. And that regulative principle begins from the varnasram dharma. Four kinds of varnas and four kinds of asramas. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, these are varnas. Chaturvarnam maya system. This program is chalked out by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You cannot neglect it. Then, a karmas will topsy-turvy. Therefore, here it is said, karmani akarma japaset. If we regulate this system, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, then although they are engaged as a Shudra, or as a Brahmana, or as a Kshatriya, or as a Vaishya, still they are not becoming entangled in such karma. That is called karmani or karma. Karmani means there must be result. But you have to make it akarma, no result. And that is bhakti yoga. This is confirmed in the Brahma Sangita. Jastindra gopa matavendra mahosa karma bandhana rupa phalabhajana matadati. Karmani niddhati kintucha bhakti bhajam. Govindamadi purusam tamang bhaja. A very vivid example is Arjuna. Arjuna acted as a kshatriya, but he was not entangled in the result of activities by a kshatriya, because he was doing everything under the instruction of Krishna. This is called akarma. If you act the same thing, you may be a brahmana, you may be a kshatriya, you may be a shudra, it doesn't matter. If you act according to the order of Krishna, by the order of Krishna, then your karma will not entangle, because or you are doing according to the order of Krishna, therefore you are performing yajna. By your occupational duties, you are performing yajna. Because yajna means to satisfy the Supreme Law. Varnasrama, this varnasrama program is there to satisfy the Supreme according to one's quality and karma. That is called varnasrama. So, ultimate goal is to satisfy the Supreme. That they do not know. This is stated by Prahlad Maharaj. Nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. They do, everyone is self-interested. But they do not know what is self-interest. Nate vidu sartha gatim. Everyone must be self-interested, that is nature. But they do not know what is self-interest. The self-interest is to approach Vishnu or Krishna and satisfy him. That is self-interest. Nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. Durasaya. Durasaya means by hoping something which is impossible to fulfill. Durasaya ji bahiratha manina. The modern civilization, they are trying to adjust things by material activities. Just like the greatest example is the United Nations. The United Nations is trying to adjust things, the whole worldly affairs, by a United Nations organization, UNO. But they could not do anything, because they do not know that how the nations should be united. Nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. They do not. All their activities are without God, without God consciousness. Therefore they have failed. Everyone will fail because they do not know what is the aim of life. That is the mistake. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to teach people that the ultimate goal of life is to satisfy Krishna, either you Krishna or God. The Krishna is the most explicit explanation of God. If God can have any name, the Krishna name is the most perfect name. Because Krishna means all attract. I have explained many times. Unless God is all attractive, how he can be God? If God is attractive for a certain limited person or limited area, then he is not God. Then he will say, our God, your God, his God, that God. But if Krishna is all attractive, that is real God. That is Krishna. That is being proved. Now Krishna is all attractive, all over the world. Otherwise, how in America, in Russia, in China, in Europe, all countries. Recently I've got several literatures printed in Swedish language. We are printing Krishna literature almost in all languages of Europe. In English language, in Spanish language, in French language, in Swedish language, in Dutch language, German language, and then Italian language, we are publishing. And it is being sold like hotcakes, anything. Because this idea, the Krishna consciousness idea, is very, very new to them. Krishna, God can be talked with personally. One can go to God personally. These ideas were unknown in the Western countries. But that is possible, that's a fact. We can understand from Vedic literature. But they do not know. Nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu, durasayaji bahiratha marina, andhajatha andhairupaniya mana, stepi satantra urudamni baddha. The blind rascal leaders, they do not know. And they are becoming leader. So what kind of leader? Andhajathan dhairupaniyamana. One blind man is leading several other blind men. So what will be the result? The result must be disaster. That is being done. Therefore, the program is, as it is stated, karmani akarmaja pashet, akarmani cha karmaja. This is intelligence. How we have to work, but without reaping any good or bad result. That means working for Krishna. That is called akarma. I have already explained. In this way, sabuddhiman manushyesu. If you work for Krishna as the vivid example is Arjuna. He is working for Krishna. So you can do also. Simply by fighting. Arjuna was not chanting Hare Krishna. Because in the Kali Yuga, because there is no such division, say everyone is Shudra, or less than Shudra. Under the circumstances, the only remedy is to chant this Hare Krishna mantra. This is a yoga. This is also yoga. That is stated in the Srimadha. Yagai shankirtanai prayai jajantihi sumedhas. Everything is there in the Shastra. Therefore, we have to follow the Shastra. At the present moment, Krishna varnang tisa krishnang sangapangasta parasadam yagai shankirtanai prayai. This is the recommendation for this age. How to worship God. This is the method. Krishna varnam tisa krishna. Tisa by complexion, akrishna. Yellow is color. Akrishna. How it is? Akrishna means yellow. That is a big explanation. This is indicating to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna varnam. Krishnam varnayati. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Here is the picture. So we are trying to follow it. That was it. Krishna Varnayati. This is the statement of Shastra. So, whom we shall worship in this age of Kali? Because according to different ages, there are different prescriptions. So, because this Kali Yuga is very, very fallen, everyone is a Shudra. There is no Brahman, no Kshatriya, no Vaishya. Therefore, the one prescription is given that. That Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam Kalo Naste Iva Naste Iva Naste. It is very difficult to bring one to the Brahminical culture, to the Kshatriya culture, to the Vaishya culture, because everything is finished. And it will be finished more and more. Therefore, the only saving platform is this Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam. Then everyone will be saved. Therefore, we are pushing on this movement. Chant Hare Krishna mantra anywhere. And it is become practical. Even in Africa, in the village, where they have got so big, big earrings, they are also chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They are also chanting. Therefore, the African government is a little afraid of this movement. Anyway, that's a big story. So anywhere, we don't find any difficulty. Either you go in the interior of Africa or Europe, America, we have gone into, we are sending our buses and devotees with books in the village, in the interior village, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted it. Prithivite ache jato nagaradigram. Sarvatra prachar hayon. We are trying our bit. Send devotees. And they are helping. These European American boys, they are helping him very much. Even the girls, they are also helping. So, it is a very good opportunity. So, to push this movement, and we are trying our best. So, by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, and by engaging yourself in the devotional service, although it looks like karma, just like people say, these people are also collecting money, they are going to sell books, and they are also eating, simply because they are dancing and chanting Hare Krishna, they have become so great. Yes, this is the process. Actually, they have become great. Although it looks like similar activities, that they are also using motor car, they are also using microphone, and typewriter, and dictaphone, and aeroplane, and so everything is using. So how they have become so great or so advanced? This is the intelligence. Here it is said, ja karmani akarmaja pasyet. Although they are acting just like ordinary human beings, they are using everything. They are also fighting for the land, for Krishna. And everything looks like that. but akarmani. That is akarma. They are not producing any result because it is being done for Krishna. This is the secret. Thank you very much.